Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. We have listeners from all over the world, and we are so grateful for all of you. We especially love reading your reviews. Thank you for writing them. And if you haven't written one yet, please do. Your reviews help other families find our show so that more kids and grown-ups and even pets can stay relaxed.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath together. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Are you ready? Deep breath in and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Now, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. As you imagine the elephant, let's take another deep dragon breath. Here we go. Deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, imagine that you are the baby elephant held tightly in your mama elephant's trunk. You feel safe and loved. Now let's take one more deep dragon breath together. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and breathe out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Take a deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, let's begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Calm Colors. It was a cloudy day on Awe Island. Callie Kim's bedroom was gently lit by the overcast sunlight filtering in through the sheer curtains. Kaya coloring book sat peacefully on Callie's desk. The little coloring book waited patiently for Callie to come back from school. Kaya listened carefully for the sound of the school bus coming to a halt outside the house. That sound meant that her friend would soon be home. The coloring book enjoyed the quiet time she spent with Callie. She liked it when Callie came home and covered her pages in all sorts of colors. While she waited, Kaya thought about when she first met Callie. Callie and her family had moved to Awe Island recently. Callie was still a little anxious around the other kids at school. This meant that Callie often came home from school feeling stressed. Callie had very loving parents, and they knew that Callie enjoyed coloring. The colors would make her smile and help her relax. So Mr. and Mrs. Kim gave Kaya to Callie to help her with stress. Ever since that day, Callie would sit with Kaya after school and color her many pages. Kaya had all kinds of fun drawings inside, like animals, vehicles, and even people. Callie especially liked to color in the people. She would take her time picking out the perfect crayon or colored pencil and carefully fill in their clothes and hair. Kaya herself enjoyed having colors in her pages. She especially loved it when Callie filled an entire page with wonderful and unique colors. But even if the pictures weren't fully colored in, Kaya still appreciated the time she spent with Callie. The colors reminded her that she was helping her friend. And Kaya always thought that the colors Callie picked were interesting and fun. Kaya glanced at the window. While she wondered what drawing Callie would pick today, she heard the rumble of the school bus engine. Callie was home. Soon they would be coloring together, just like always. After a few moments, the door to Callie's room slowly opened. Kaya prepared to greet Callie with open pages. When Callie walked into her room, she put down her blue backpack and sat down on the floor. She hugged her knees tightly. When Callie was stressed, sometimes she would hug herself like this to feel safe. Kaya worried about her friend, but she knew she had to be patient. Sometimes, Callie just needed a few minutes to sit with herself. When Callie stood up, she slowly looked around her room. Kaya looked around too, enjoying the blue flowers with pale green stems painted on the walls. The colors were soothing. Fairy lights hung on the wall above the bed, creating a cozy and inviting atmosphere. The room was quiet, and that gave Callie a chance to take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Then, Kaya saw Callie smile. Callie left her blue backpack on the floor and walked over to her desk. She sat down in the fluffy green chair. She had left a few colored pencils next to Kaya this morning before school. The colored pencils were all sitting in a row: pink, blue, red, green, purple, and yellow. Kaya knew the pencils were waiting for Callie to start coloring too. Callie picked up the green colored pencil. But instead of opening Kaya and coloring a picture, She opened Kaya and started writing. Kaya was surprised. Callie had never done this before. As Callie wrote on the page, Kaya noticed that this page had a princess on it. The princess had straight hair that fell to her shoulders, just like Callie. Kaya realized that Callie had written on the page, Princess Callie. Maybe something else, Callie whispered. Kaya wasn't sure what Callie meant by that. Instead of coloring the picture, Callie flipped to another of Kaya's pages. This one had a driver who stood next to a big fire truck. The driver held a humongous hose. Callie wrote near the picture, Firefighter Callie. But then she sighed. Oh. Kaya wondered why Callie was writing her name next to these pictures. Callie tapped the colored pencil against her head. What represents me? She asked herself. What represents me? Callie flipped through Kaya's pages. She wrote question marks on a few of the other pictures. Oh, Kaya thought to herself. Callie must have a school project, but she is having trouble choosing a picture to represent her. Kaya watched Callie stare out the window, deep in thought. Kaya believed that Callie could be anything that she wanted. Kaya hoped Callie believed that as well. A soft breeze from the window blew some of Kaya's pages open. Callie looked over and saw what she had written on some of the pictures. She tilted her head in thought. Callie then stood up, walked over to her backpack, and took out a black pen. She started to color the firefighter's hair. Now the firefighter had black hair like Callie. Then Callie flipped to the page with the princess and colored her hair black too. Callie started to smile. Callie flipped through Kaya's pages and found every drawing that had a person. Callie gave every single person shoulder-length black hair, just like hers. On each of these pictures, Callie wrote a new label with her name. There was Dr. Callie, Painter Callie, and even Professor Callie. Callie let out a soft giggle. Kaya was delighted to hear Callie laughing again. When Callie finished giving every picture a new hairdo, she picked up the other colored pencils next to Kaya. She chose her favorite colors, pink and blue. Callie colored the princess's dress blue and gave her pink shoes. She colored the firefighter red and pink, and she gave the doctor a purple coat and a blue stethoscope. I can be whoever I want to be. Everything can represent me, Callie said happily. She closed Kaya's cover and hugged the little coloring book nice and tight. Kaya felt warm and safe in Callie's arms. But most of all, Kaya was proud. Proud of herself that she had helped Callie feel better, and proud of Callie for thinking of something spectacular to present for her school project. Kaya spent the rest of the day surrounded by vibrant colors. Callie colored all the pictures she labeled. She had a lot of fun and got some of her schoolwork done at the same time. Seeing her friend smile made Kaya feel happy too. Callie even drew a few pictures of her own on the inside of Kaya's cover. Inside the cover, Callie wrote out her full name and drew a few hearts and stars with the colored pencils. The rest of the day was calm and colorful. Soon enough, it was nighttime. The clouds had floated away and disappeared, leaving the night sky clear enough to see a few stars. The stars were so pretty. Kaya understood why Callie drew a few in her pages. When it was time for bed, Callie changed into her pajamas with Mrs. Kim's help. Callie took Kaya off her desk and held the little coloring book close to her chest again. "We're going to have a good day tomorrow," Kaya thought. "It's going to be so much fun to be a part of Callie's school project and to go to school with her," she said to herself. Callie brought Kaya with her to bed. She placed her in the corner of the big bed, right next to a few of her stuffed animal friends. Mrs. Kim kissed Callie goodnight and turned off the lights. Kaya was nice and comfy in Callie's bed. She had never slept next to Callie before. Kaya was so happy that she started to think about all of the things she had to be thankful for. First, Kaya was thankful for the cozy home she shared with Callie and the rest of her family. Kaya took a deep dragon breath in and out. Kaya felt warm, surrounded by Callie's stuffed animal friends. Kaya thought about her own friends. She was thankful for the colored pencils that sat with her every day. With their help, Kaya was able to make sure Callie was happy. Kaya's eyes felt heavy as she took another deep dragon breath in and out. Finally, Kaya was the most thankful for Callie. Callie was still little, but she had gained confidence today by coloring with Kaya. Kaya felt so happy and proud of her beloved friend. Kaya took one last deep dragon breath in and out. Kaya slowly closed her eyes. She felt heavy as she sunk into the bed. Then Kaya fell asleep, dreaming of the wonderful things Callie had colored in her many pages. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.